practicing what I preach, I went for my own health checkup recently, and perhaps not surprisingly, I was found to be vitamin D deficient. Known as the sunshine vitamin, our main source of vitamin D is from the action of UV radiation on our skin when we're outdoors. Yes, I do spend a lot of time outside at weekends, but in the winter my skin is quite covered up, and I'm not someone who lies in the sun during the summer. Combine this with long periods spent indoors during the working week, and my result was not unexpected to me. We need vitamin D for healthy teeth, bones, and muscles. It also strengthens our immune system, protects against some cancers, and boosts mood. Adults who are deficient might notice some non-specific symptoms like fatigue and muscle and bone aches and pains. In severe deficiency, muscle weakness can develop. This can make it difficult to get up out of a chair or climb the stairs, and can also make a person more susceptible to falls and injury. Children who are deficient in vitamin D can have problems with bone and teeth development and growth. They can become more prone to infections, and in severe deficiency, they can develop breathing difficulties due to muscle weakness around their chest wall. Calcium levels can also be affected because vitamin D is needed for calcium absorption in the body. So how much of this sunshine vitamin do we need? For children over 1 and adults, the answer is 10 micrograms or 400 international units a day. During the spring and the summer months, most people should be able to get this amount of vitamin D from the action of sunlight on their skin. 20 to 30 minutes of sun exposure on your bare arms and face during the middle of the day, 2 to 3 times a week, should be enough to prevent deficiency. But during autumn and winter, when we're inside more and covered up more when we are outside, then the risk of becoming deficient increases. So you may wish to consider vitamin D supplementation during these months. Vitamin D supplements are also recommended during pregnancy and breastfeeding, and there are some people who are more at risk of vitamin D deficiency all year round, including those who can't get outdoors as much, the housebound or the elderly, those who wear clothes that cover up most of their skin when they are outside, and those who have darker skin, for example African, Afro-Caribbean or South Asian people. People often ask me if using sun cream blocks vitamin D production by the skin, but actually there isn't any evidence proving that the normal use of sun cream does this. And what about foods to help boost vitamin D? Around 10% of vitamin D comes from our diet. Good sources are oily fish like sardines and salmon, red meat and liver, and egg yolks. Also, some breakfast cereals, margarines, and other foods are fortified with vitamin D. So I'll be upping these, and I've also started taking some supplements. That's it for this episode. Catch the podcast at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.